again, like her questioning of Brett Kavanaugh during those confirmation hearings, she might have been best known during her run for president for her tough questioning of Joe Biden in one of the Democratic presidential primary debates.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, what we talk about when we talk about Kamala Harris. While Democrats hope Vice President Kamala Harris can turn around their November chances now that President Biden is out, it's fair to say much of the country is considering what a Harris presidency would look like for the first time. Harris is a former California State Attorney General and U.S. Senator, and her time in those roles is sure to attract a new round of scrutiny as a matchup with former President Donald Trump looms in November. Well, for some context, we called up Chris Nichols, politics editor at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Chris, thank you so much for being here.
Ian, it's great to be with you.
Always good to talk to a fellow state capital political person. So how is the news being received in Harris's home state of California so far?
Well, I think among Democrats, they're sort of re-energized. I think that they looked at Harris as sort of a natural pick, being the vice president. She certainly accomplished quite a bit in California, as you mentioned, being elected twice as attorney general, before that as San Francisco's district attorney. So I think there is a new energy, at least among her supporters, Democrats in our state.
Does she still retain a strong base and a strong operation in California?
You know, I think California serves as a strong base for really any Democrat. I mean, it's certainly a place where politicians of all stripes come to raise money in places like Silicon Valley and in Los Angeles. But yeah, I would say that California certainly, you know, statewide elections, Democrats fare very well. And I think Harris can count on quite a bit of support from her home state.
So going back a few decades here, how did Harris get into politics in the first place?
Well, her start in politics is really intertwined with her start in law enforcement. She began her career working as a county prosecutor in the San Francisco Bay Area. And then in 2003, she was elected as the city of San Francisco's district attorney. And after two terms in that position, she won a very close statewide race to become California's attorney general in 2010. And that really launched her career to a new level.
What were some of the things that she focused on and prioritized as AG?
Well, as we think about her career as attorney general, I think it's important to keep in mind that in speeches and also in her memoir, Harris has kind of cast herself as a prosecutor who fought from the inside for progressive change. And she did have some notable accomplishments along those lines as attorney general. For example, she led the effort to create California's first statewide training aimed at eliminating implicit bias in law enforcement. And she also put in place a body camera pilot program for all law enforcement agents working at her attorney general's office to increase transparency. But also during her time as attorney general, and also as she was running for U.S. Senate later in 2016, she was criticized by some on her left for remaining silent on certain reforms. For example, Harris declined to take public positions on ballot measures to shorten certain criminal sentences and also to legalize recreational marijuana. And those reforms, you know, reformers saw both of those efforts as ways to help disadvantaged communities.
Already in this nascent now campaign for president, some Democrats have been drawing a contrast between former President Trump, who's now a convicted felon, and Harris, who was, as you say, known as a prosecutor. Do you think she will play up that aspect of her background in this campaign?
You know, I think she will. I think that's a natural role given her career, her long career as a prosecutor. And I think one very well-remembered moment during her time as a senator was her questioning of Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation hearing. You know, she had some sharp and forceful questions and exchanges with Kavanaugh, exchanges that went viral on social media and further elevated Harris as a national figure. So I think it only, you know, would be natural that she would, again, rely on those prosecutorial skills as she questions Donald Trump in the race for president.
Let's recount now how she got to the U.S. Senate, as you mentioned, the questioning of Kavanaugh in the Judiciary Committee. What was the path for her to leave the AG's role behind and join the U.S. Senate?
Well, she ran for U.S. Senate in 2016 after two terms as Attorney General, and she ran against another Democrat in California.
That's right. So Barbara Boxer retired from the Senate, and she faced Loretta Sanchez, who was a member of the House at the time.
And her victory was by a fairly safe margin. It was not a particularly close race. And again, she had already gained a higher statewide profile by serving in that prominent post as Attorney General.
So what kind of profile did she build in the Senate in the time she was there?
Well, like a lot of Democrats in the Senate during the Trump administration, she spoke out against Trump's border wall proposal, his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. She was known for supporting increases to things like the minimum wage. She co-sponsored the Green New Deal. She also supported plans to improve teacher compensation. So she, you know, along with that and her questioning, as I mentioned, of Brett Kavanaugh, those were really the core elements of her time in the Senate.
Now, I want to ask you about some other key figures in California politics. I think it's fair to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Harris and Governor Newsom have had a long and kind of tangled relationship. And, you know, they've emerged, I think, today as political allies, but it's taken a while to get there. And Newsom, of course, was mentioned as a possible stand-in for President Biden before Biden endorsed Harris in this fall election. So what can you tell us about Newsom's profile going into November?
You know, publicly, at least, Governor Gavin Newsom has only been a supporter of his fellow Democrats, certainly for President Joe Biden, also for Kamala Harris. When the news broke about Biden stepping aside and then endorsing Kamala Harris, within a few hours, Governor Gavin Newsom did also throw his support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. So there's really no public daylight between the two. As you mentioned, Newsom, he does have a national profile. He's traveled the country. He's put himself in prominent places, either on national TV networks, speaking to the New York Times for stories, and campaigning. So there's no doubt that he has his own national aspirations. But at least in this moment, he is fully supporting Kamala Harris for president.
Let's talk now about the former Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, another high-profile California Democrat who was said to be instrumental in the pressure campaign for President Biden to end his reelection campaign. She has now endorsed Vice President Harris for president. What role do you see Pelosi playing as we go forward into the fall?
You know, I think Pelosi, like Newsom, certainly a very well-known Californian, probably better known on a national stage, given her role as Speaker. I think she'll play an important role backing Harris, backing the Biden-Harris administration, talking about its track record, its accomplishments. You know, she is still I think she is a Democrat who has a lot of trust among other Democrats across the country for her leadership and her skill, her political skill. So I think you will see her out on the campaign trail backing both Harris and whoever Harris chooses as a potential running mate in this race for president.
One thing we haven't talked about, Chris, is how Senator Harris did, or now Vice President Harris did, in the 2020 primary campaign. I think she was seen as a potential favorite heading into it before President Biden wound up winning South Carolina and kind of turning the tide. Did we learn anything about her as a public national figure in that campaign cycle that stands out to you?
You know, I think, again, like her questioning of Brett Kavanaugh during those confirmation hearings, she might have been best known during her run for president for her tough questioning of Joe Biden in one of the Democratic presidential primary debates. She certainly brings those skills, again, as a prosecutor to the table. She can bring sharp questions to any debate. And I think we'll see her use those skills as she runs for president.
All right. Let me wrap up by asking you a little bit of an inside baseball question. But it's notable that President Biden has held the fewest number of press conferences of any modern president. And that was part of the reason that people grew concerned, I think, about what his situation was running into this fall campaign for a second term. And the time that you saw Harris as attorney general, maybe around Sacramento, how did she do with reporter scrutiny, press conferences, her public profile, that kind of thing?
You know, I think as journalists, as reporters, we're always a little bit frustrated if we can't have clear access to a politician. So Harris, probably no different from other politicians here in Sacramento. It was difficult to get access and have that time to ask questions. So, you know, I think there would be moments in, you know, in a hallway as she's going to an event where reporters were able to ask her questions. But I think, you know, the Sacramento Press Corps would have liked to have more opportunities. And, you know, that's an ongoing frustration also with the governor here in California, Gavin Newsom.
Are people in your neck of the woods excited to have the Oakland A's moving in?
I think they are. I mean, you know, Sacramento has never had Major League Baseball. We have a very beloved NBA franchise, the Kings, but this will be new. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it. There's also a lot of heartfelt sadness for Oakland losing its baseball team.
Well, it's been great meeting you and speaking with you. Chris Nichols from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, where he's the politics editor. We're so appreciative of your time and your insights as we watch what happens next with Vice President Harris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ian.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.